Okay, I'm gonna call us all to order. Robot. 6:15, it's the 21st of November. And it's disgusting weather finally. Yay.
We need it.
All right, so let's just dive right in. Does everyone have the agenda before them? Because it's time to do any corrections or additions.
Here's the agenda.
What a great use of the Google Meet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I propose two things. One is new business, need to talk about our meeting dates in January and February. Second is add old business, which is brief visit to the annual appeal letter. And just hear what's going on with that. So I'd like to add those two things. Does anyone have anything they'd like to add or remove?
I would like to make sure we're talking about the copier.
Does that require a decision?
I think we deferred it and now we can.
Now we can make a decision. Okay, so that's old business. So then we need to add that under old business.
What were we adding under new business?
Rescheduling our board meetings for January and February.
Just copy.
And then under old business was the letter and reviewing.
Adjusting in real time. Excitement. All right, is everybody ready? I can't tell Dana to capture it. Do you want us to review?
Yeah, no, I'm good. Go.
All right, carrying forward, let's approve some prior minutes. We're gonna approve the unapproved minutes for October 2024. I would like to entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Sorry, I want someone else to.
I want to approve the October 8th minutes.
Perfect.
Second.
Let's have a discussion. All right, so I would like to, can you show them on the screen? The minutes from October? Since you have all these powers.
These are the unapproved minutes.
That's from today.
Here we go. I got it.
Okay. Here we go. So I have changed this, which it says meeting agenda, but it should say unapproved minutes or minutes, meeting minutes. That's one change I would suggest. All in agreements. And does anyone see any other corrections?
I saw nothing, but I also missed the most obvious one that you just pointed out, so.
Yeah, and I guess it would be changed also in the title, so.
The title is weirdly correct.
I just changed it.
Oh, I see, I see.
Yeah.
I'm not used to this computer.
I'm not an Apple.
All right, any other changes?
Oh, actually, that's not a change that happened. No, they are approved. They are not unapproved until we actually vote and then they are approved.
It said meeting agenda.
Oh, it said agenda. Sorry, sorry, sorry. Oh, yes, you're right, it does.
Okay, so we just need to approve them. Great, all right. Well, all those in favor of approving the minutes as adjusted. Yeah, unanimosity. Unanimity. All right, moving on. Public comment? No public. Financial report with Tracy Joy.
Okay. Sorry, I'm like trying to make sure I'm doing, oh my gosh. Please hold. I need to get my card up. I think, sorry.
Is this budget status report or something?
Yeah, budget status report.
I just need to get back to where I was. So I think we're, this is from the beginning of November. We should be at 33% through fiscal year 25. I pretty much highlighted the important stuff. We have library income of $764.96 as of November 1st. And we did receive a $275 check from Reading for ILL costs.
That's nice.
Yeah, that went into a new line item.
That, if I recall, was sort of making up for a lot of lost time, though. Like, that won't be a regular kind of.
It will be a yearly thing. That will be a yearly, basically like a additional money for ILL that they give us because they piggyback on our system. Right. But it'll probably increase next year. I told them, like, let's do this minimum this time for last year. And that was the check for fiscal year 24. We're in 25 now. So the cleaning and bathroom supplies, we have $4,645.25 left from repairs and maintenance. We just had the electrician come, and that was around $500-ish. I haven't done the invoice yet, but that'll come out of this account. I think that's about it. Library, we're doing okay. We have, I just made the notes of what looks high and the reasons why. Basically, ILL will see decrease over time, and Amy had a program that ended up being charged into this year rather than last year. Are there any questions?
Yeah. Looking good. Good job.
Yeah, we're under budget right now.
That's awesome.
Slightly.
That's great. All right, so then let's move along to the library report.
Library report. People are so happy about the series project.
Including me.
It's getting like such great. We've been getting awesome feedback from people. I am not sure if you were able to see some of the changes recently, but I've shifted a bunch of stuff in the adult fiction room so that we're making room for more physical books, which is something that was mentioned in the strategic plan. And then I started weeding the DVDs, and that's going to be a longer term project. I have, Meet the Fire Department. They're coming on the 5th. So the fire crew will be here. I hope people show up. I hope so. I want to like talk to him about that. It's going to be an evening program. So it's going to be dark, but they're going to talk about holiday safety.
Smart.
We have a big holiday program on the 13th and that show average holiday party. Anyway, it's a joint effort with the Community Oven folks. And there's going to be a Christmas tree lighting. I'm accepting donations for Christmas lights right now. What else? I planned the next cookbook club, which is going to be Portuguese food in January. There's lots of fun stuff going on in December, like a wrapped present, like for adult fiction display. I'm doing gifts from the friends.